Good morning with us. Monday is our political observer, Alan Chartok, and it is Patriots Day in Massachusetts, Alan. There's been some discussion politically over the years of what a patriot is.
That's right. We can get into a lot of trouble over that. You know, to me, a patriot is somebody who believes in American values and who has protected the country. A good example of a patriot to me is somebody who believes in public education and votes to keep the schools going and to properly do that. When I said that to do anything else in America would be un-American, boy, did I get it. So that's just what it is. Patriotic just means different things to different people.
In Cuba today, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, the first sitting American governor to visit Cuba since the recent thaw in relations with the communist nation. Top lawmakers, including Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, Senate Minority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins of Yonkers, and Senator Jeff Klein of the Bronx, the leader of the Senate's Independent Democratic Conference, will join him, but a major mission to Cuba.
Well, that's nice. Of course, all the barriers have not come down to trade, but I think that the idea is to be there first and to say we're a big state and that we can do business with you. And as Andrew Cuomo has often said, New York is open for business. And I think the fact that he's playing nice with others and bringing them with him speaks well of the way in which this is going.
The issue of ISIS, Alan, and a video purporting to show the killing of Ethiopian Christians over and over and over again. We're seeing these kinds of videos come out in acts of terror.
You know, David, there are some things in this world that just make you want to throw up and hold your stomach and say, what kind of a world are we living in that this thing can go on? Clearly, the ISIS people, are saying, we're going to do this kind of stuff and we're going to get you into it and you're going to come into it because you have to, and this will reinforce our standing with our people. And it does look like an awful series of choices for countries like ours. On the other hand, can anybody really step back and do nothing about this? It seems like the answer is foregone and there will be repercussions. There have to be.
Big to-do this morning in the paper, New York Times, about Hillary Clinton setting up shop in Brooklyn for her campaign, and we know she'll be in New Hampshire this week.
Well, I think she's smart to do that. Manhattan and New York City have a certain panache for many of us, but for people, you know, outside, when you cross the George Washington Bridge till you get over to California, there are people who don't have the same image of New Yorkers that we do. They see New Yorkers often as elite and snotty. So when you move your campaign headquarters to Brooklyn, not a bad idea. After all, that is an area Chuck Schumer represented in Congress for a long, long time. Chuck Schumer and Hillary are going to be allies here, as are the governor and Hillary. We hear today, this morning, that Bill de Blasio, of all people, is now going to be looking at a presidential dark horse race. I doubt it. I mean, it just seems so clear to me that he could not win that. But there are many Americans and Democrats who are looking for alternatives to the Clinton dynasty. We see that when we have a vox pop on the subject and people call up and they say they're sick and tired of dynasties and middle-range Democrats. So it'll be interesting because, as I've mentioned before, de Blasio himself saved Andrew Cuomo's hash for the very working family party, which seems to be pushing him now. And that cost Zephyr Teachout dearly as the sort of left-wing candidate of that party. So it's all very confusing if you try to take a look at de Blasio and what his motives are.